even guru nudity. you know who probably has seen a few foam parties in his day?
I don't know.
There is a certain gentleman who does a podcast on the internet that has quite a parade of gentlemen callers coming in through his house every day.
Oh, are you talking about Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, right. Yeah, he's probably done a few,
Well, he's always talking about that club that he's a member of or the horror club. Yeah,
I
bet they've had foam parties.
I don't know. Maybe they've had foam parties, maybe they haven't, but I would be delighted to hear from him, and maybe he could call in and tell us about him, or maybe he could talk about it on his little show. And if you've never heard his show, you should definitely check it out. I think you can find it over at verahasspoken.com.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, are you talking about Big Fatty?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1232 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of October, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all, believe it or not, Big Fatty has got a list, and we're going into the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, forgetful ones. Big Fatty, are you looking in a mirror? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. Let me tell you. Oh, dear sweet Gussie McMussy. Y'all, I said on the Monday show, y'all, that I hadn't heard a word from the assistant. And y'all, sure enough, the week that I don't hear from the assistant, is the week that there's a celebration of exiting the birth canal. That y'all, I'm just embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I have forgotten this. I didn't really forget it. I wasn't reminded of it. Big Fatty, everybody knows it's their responsibility to tell you. It's true. But y'all, still, I feel an emptiness in my heart, my black cold heart. Big Fatty, that's the vibe. Yo. But y'all, we've got to, before I do anything else, y'all, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, Big Fatty, you can't even speak. You're so upset about this one. Y'all, since it is technically still Tuesday when I am recording this, y'all, I know that will come as a surprise to some of you. You probably thought it was a live little show when you were listening to it. Yes, Big Fatty, isn't it? But y'all, since it is technically still Tuesday, I haven't missed this celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, it is a very special one, y'all, an overseas one. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, it is my straight boyfriend. No, Big Fatty, no, it's not. It's my straight boyfriend in the UK, Big. Fatty, I interrupted you. Yes, that's right. Y'all, Tuesday was not old Mohawk, Blue Mohawk, or maybe it's Maroon Mohawk Man himself over there in the UK. Oh, dear, God. Y'all, you know, he sits around his flat. You know, that's what they call an apartment over there. Y'all, he sits around his flat. Over there in the UK, and y'all, he plays with his pussy. Big Fatty plays! Y'all, and by that I mean that he's got the kittays. He's got the kittays over there, and I'm so sorry that you didn't remind me that it was your celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I'm also disappointed that Tara... Tara didn't remember to tell me either. Y'all, I did get a message from Tara late on Monday night, after I'd already recorded, saying that today was not a celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all, it was too late, and I know that she was very upset with herself. Y'all, in fact, if I had to guess, I would guess that that she probably had her panties in a wad. Big Fatty, everything about Tara is about her panties. So, I hope you had a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I wonder what kind of cake he had. I'm guessing spotted dick.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him.
This just into the BFO Gentleman Caller Desk.
Big Fatty forgot there was also a gentleman caller that came by on Sunday. Big Fatty!
Crickets. Gosh! To the Fat K-A-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, it's been a while since I've been down here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, from reading some of the BFO Sensei, I know that there are some of you who love to come down into the Fat Cave so we can talk about the quiz programs. And y'all, the first one I want to talk about is The Survivor. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. That one tribe on The Survivor, y'all, they're decimated there. They've just defecated everywhere. And, y'all, they lost that Russell, who was one of the old-timers that was on there. And, y'all, they're down to two. I say two people. But thank goodness old Cutie Pie is still on there. Yes, Big Fatty, he's just a cutie pie. And, but y'all, something's going, I'm predicting that later tonight, hump day night on The Survivor, y'all, that they're going to have to do some sort of shuffling around or merging or something, because y'all, that one tribe's only got two, I say two people, but, y'all, I'm really enjoying this version of it. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just the tribe has spoken. Yes, and y'all, then of course, if you're going to talk about The Survivor, you got to talk about the big run. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've got to say, now, I know Big Fatty gets a little excited about the quiz programs from time to time, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. And you know, a lot of times on these quiz programs, they make it exciting because of the way they edit it. But y'all, honest to hydrogen, y'all, this past Sunday night on the big run, y'all, it had to have been the most surprising and exciting finish I have seen on the big run ever. And y'all, it was just unbelievable. And y'all, and I mean, I don't remember that, what that terminally single Tim called the substitute teachers, the one that's like a giant and the other one's like a midget or something like that, a team big and little or something like that. But y'all, they absolutely thought it, they were out of it, and then all of a sudden they were back in it, and y'all, it was a race, and y'all, it was absolutely the most exciting finish I have seen on a big run ever. And y'all, so Team Big and Little, They're still in the race, and guess which what the name of the team was that went home? Big Fatty, I'm sure it's something vulgar.
Her vagina, her vagina, her vagina, her vagina.
Well, y'all, that is what that's what I called the team, y'all. It was the Blonde Bimbos, is basically what it was, and y'all, they arrived at the mat. And that Phil Kruger ran. He said, "See you next Tuesday." And y'all, that was the end of that. But y'all, let me tell you, the one I'm the most excited about, y'all, is the dancing. Oh! Yeah, gotcha, y'all. They've got a guest judge. They've got that Paula Alibaba on there this week, and y'all, you know, she was sitting by that Bruno, and y'all, Bruno is just batshit crazy. He's just batshit crazy, y'all. But y'all, it was a fun night, and y'all, this season of the All Stars, y'all, they're unbelievable what the things they're doing. But y'all, I am going to make a prediction right now that the winner of the All-Star Dancing season is going to be that Gilles Marini, y'all. Because, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. This week, they had the teammates chose what kind of dancing that they wanted the other teams to do. And, y'all, his team was chosen to do the Alibaba, the Bollywood. And, y'all, they came out, and he looked like that lamp rubbing guy, that Aladdin, and y'all, he did the dum bum ba dum bum bum ba ba dum ba 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 dum ba ba dum ba ba dum ba. Hey, Fanny, please. But y'all, he was so good. Oh my God, it was fantastic. And y'all, last night was the first time we heard this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Carrie Ann and Arbor.
Well, y'all, that was not exactly right because, you know, that Len Goodwin, y'all, he's the curmudgeon. He, I didn't like it. And, y'all, he only gave a 9.5. But the other three judges, they handed out their 10s. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody likes a big 10. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Anyway, but, y'all, it was so, so, so good. So if you're not watching the dancing, y'all, you don't know what you're missing. And I know you're going, Big Fatty, that's it's dancing, you know. But y'all, I think on two, I say Tuesday night, y'all, that Bristol Palin needs to go. Y'all, she, although last night I thought she danced better than she normally has, but y'all, she can't compare to the rest of these people. But y'all, that big woman, that stout woman, that Kirstie Alley, y'all, she didn't do very well. But y'all, I think she'll be around. But y'all, I don't know. I don't know who's going home tonight. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, there were lots of tens last night. So anyway, y'all, but it's getting good, Big Freddy. It's almost as good as this. Yeah, I guess it, y'all, I saw from old Spot and Crazy that there had been some submissions over there at Spot and Big Fatty. So, y'all, the last one we saw over here was that Peter G. had Big Fatty stockpiling the Bafrin. But, y'all, since then, y'all, that Frequency, you know, he's from the Gay Wasteland. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty on a movie poster. It was Attack of the Fatty Clones 2047. And, y'all, I think there's been some doctrine to the face of Big Fatty over there. But, y'all, that is exactly what Big Fatty's body looks like. So, y'all, head on over there and take a look at that because, y'all, it's lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, and you're full of you-know-what. Trucker Alex spotted Big Fatty, and y'all, this is probably a little bit closer to what Big Fatty's body looks like. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. Y'all, Trucker Alex spotted me when I mentioned a wedge of solid and a ham sandwich, and y'all, it looks like I'm just gonna be all gassy and explode. Big Fatty, you look like Vladimir! Vladimir? What are you talking about, Poodle? Big Fatty, after that, all that broccoli you had last night, you're just like Vladimir. Well, why Vladimir? You know, Vladimir Putin. You're just Putin everywhere. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. So, you know, that was a long way to go for that joke. But anyway, Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, that was a Big Fatty. But thank you so much for contributing over there to the spot in Big Fatty. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something, y'all. I'm wary. My heart is heavy, y'all, because I haven't seen any new bacon over there at the, any bacon treats over there at the BFO app. On the Baconator, you know, y'all, you can take a picture and then you can upload it to the Baconator. You know, you don't have to do it right then. You just, whenever you've got pictures, see bacon, take a picture of it, and then go over there and upload it later. That's the easiest way to do it. And if you don't have one of those smartphones like that Dr. Stone, y'all, you can go over to bfoapp.com. Yes, Big Fatty. And but y'all, I'd love to see some more photos over there at the Baconator. Yes, Big Fatty, you like to touch yourself. Oh, excuse me. Yes, Vladimir, you like to touch yourself when you see bacon. So anyway, y'all, I gotta tell you something. Got to tell you something, y'all. I said earlier this week that I had evidently I've pissed off Miss Bacon because y'all evidently I'm not good enough on the wedge with friends, and y'all she's all upset because y'all evidently she didn't think I'm trying, but y'all I'm telling you she will kick your ass, y'all. Miss Bacon, y'all to play that Peter G, that he'll kick your ass too. But somebody else will kick your ass too. I don't remember who it was. Somebody does. It may have been that Kim Beaver, who, by the way, I've also evidently pissed off. Also, I've pissed off both of the KBs, evidently. And y'all, I don't know how to make it up to him. But evidently, Miss Beaver took offense to Big Fatty talking about the South Park and the tipping over the obese people on their scooters. And y'all, evidently, I've touched a nerve or something like that. I don't know. But Miss Beaver knows I'm just playing. I hope she knows that. But because y'all, life, there's no reason for life to continue if you've pissed off Miss Beaver. Yes, Big Freddy, please move forward before you do it again. Y'all, the last thing I want to talk to you about today, you know, I told you that I could have talked about this in the Fat Cave also. But y'all, you know, I told you about the Price is Right having that new male model. You know, they had the search and everything. Well, Monday was the first day he was on. Y'all, I watched the first show. Oh, dear Gussie. He got that job because he's pretty. And that's it, y'all. Because, y'all, they ain't nothing else there, y'all. He didn't know how to talk into a microhoist. He seems to be very uncomfortable, y'all. To wave at people, he opens his hand with all of his fingers extended, so his whole palm is wide open, and he sticks his arm out and waves like that, and y'all, then all he points also and smiles. But y'all, he was pretty, especially y'all, when they had him in the short pants and he was jumping up and down on the trampoline. And Adam, you know who he reminded me of?
Oh, are you talking about Big Fatty?
Oh yes, Big Fatty. It looked exactly like you.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.